I have a few scriptures to read, but I will start with one, and that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. It's a very short verse. It is only one verse. It is the last verse from chapter 3. It is on the page 1392. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all, looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face, are transformed according to the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit. Amen. I said I might read another text, another scriptures, but I like to start with this one. It is a wonderful and also, again, very powerful scripture. It is very, very powerful. If we look into this scripture, it is for Christian, for believers, it is a very powerful scripture. Why? Because, well, we came to Lord Jesus Christ because we didn't like, first of all, the way we were, isn't it? We came to Him to transform us, to change us. And most of the time, as a preacher, we say, God like you, but He will transform you. He will transform you. And that's the transformation. That's the, how He says here, yeah, transformation that take place in our life every single day, day by day, sometimes second by second. You might find out that today you are not like yesterday. Well, this year, you are not like last year. Well, this year just started. So we might not count that much this year. Just a little bit. A few days, yes? But every single day, you are transformed. And it is a process. First of all, we need to understand that transformation, it is a process. This means it takes time. Sometimes, some people, I heard people that they came to Lord Jesus Christ, they were very hard smoking or taking drugs and things like that, alcohol drinking, and suddenly, as they received the Holy Spirit in their life, they didn't feel in their heart anymore to take any of this. Some people, like one of my brother, it took ages to give up smoking. But slowly, slowly, he broke many, many cigarettes. He threw so many packages. Next day or next week, he bought another one. And then he smoked another one, another two. Then he felt so bad and he broke it again. He threw so many packages. But finally, now he is a preacher. Praise the Lord. God worked in his life. That salvation, that liberation, he was free indeed. Because if we read just one verse above, verse 17 from here, now the Lord is the Spirit, but where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. God doesn't constrain you. You know what does constrain? His love. His love constrain us. And He gather us in His love. But the transformation, it takes place day by day. How it takes place? How I become from a very bad person to a kind of good person? I don't like to swear anymore. I don't like to go in the places that I used to go anymore. I don't like that places. You know why? Because that's the transformation we are talking about. But this evening, sorry, I'm not going to speak too much about this transformation. I want to speak about another transformation, which is much higher, much powerful, and it will show you what you will be in the near future. In the near future. I can say near future because, you know, the end is much nearer than the time when we believed. We live in the days that the end is much near.
And I think everyone can recognize that. Things that are rolling on in our life, in a public life, it looks like we are very near that the Lord Jesus Christ will come and take us in heaven. The question it is, am I ready? He had done everything for us to get ready. He went on the cross, on the Calvary. He came from heaven even. And I'm amazed so many times. And now when I pray, I'm amazed. He left His glory above. We don't even understand how much glory, how that looked like, how the glory that Lord Jesus Christ had looked like that He had before the earth foundation. And in one of His prayers, before He went in the Gethsemane garden, He prayed to God and said, God, I want You to show the glory that I had before the earth foundation. You see, in Isaiah, if you open with me in Isaiah, chapter 42, I think it is Isaiah 42. Let me see if I can find correctly. Yes, Isaiah 42, verse 8. It is on the page 880. You can find very easy. In Isaiah 42, verse 8, it says, I am Jehovah. This means I am the God. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to any other. Neither my praise to graven image. So it says that He doesn't want to share His glory. And my glory will I not give to other. You see, God declared that He don't want to give His glory to anyone. But through Lord Jesus Christ, you and me, we can have access now to that glory. Because He prayed. Before He went in the Gethsemane garden, He said, Father, I want You, I want those that You gave to me to see the glory that You gave me before the earth foundation. I can't describe glory too much. I looked in several dictionaries, even in the Romanian dictionary. It cannot be fully explained, I can say. But glory, it means something that you have power and everyone come before you, worshiping you, and you have everything what you can say. It is very good. How can I describe glory? You can understand much better. Being a British, you can understand when people are saying glory. And God doesn't want to share that glory with anyone. But through Lord Jesus Christ, He is willing to share with you and with me. Isn't that interesting? And look what He says here. My dear friend, when I read this, I was astonished. I said, wow, God said in the Old Testament, I am Jehovah, this is my name, and my glory I share with no one other. But He is coming through Paul, through the Holy Spirit, and said, but we all looking to the glory of the Lord with unveiled face, this means with face uncovered. And we can speak a little bit about this later on if we have enough time. The glory, looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face, are transformed. And look how you are transformed. According to the same image, from glory to the glory. Amen. Can you realize the glory that God wanted to hold for Himself? He said, now through the Calvary cross, through Lord Jesus Christ, through my Son, the human being will have access to my glory. And not only any kind of glory, from glory to glory. From glory to glory. This means it is unending glory. Can you realize what great opportunity you have this night to get access to the glory of God? We will be, because I want to be included. The gospel, it is including people. And I want to get to that glory. We will be like Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that you will be like Lord Jesus Christ? I remember many long time ago, I was just a teenager. I think I was about 18 or 16, 17. When one of our brother in our meeting at the countryside where I belong from in Romania, he said that a big Lord Jesus Christ we cannot be, but a little one we can. A little Lord Jesus Christ we can be. You can be a little Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul, he says one time, follow my footsteps because I follow Lord Jesus Christ's footsteps. Walk on my footsteps because I walk on his footsteps. This means that we need to be transformed to become like Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ, he says, no. How he says, I think it is in John. I wrote here, Matthew chapter 10. Let's read this scripture. Then I will lose my Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 24. I think I am correct. I think I wrote the right verse. Yes, this is the one. On the page 1158. The disciple is not above his teacher, nor bondman above his Lord. The disciple is not above his teacher, but he can become like his teacher. And Lord Jesus Christ, when he was in the upper room washing the feet of his disciple, he said, did you see what I've done? To the same like me. Be a little Lord Jesus Christ. And many people said many times, when you are in a problem, in a trouble, in a situation that you are confused, just think what Lord Jesus Christ would do now. And try to do what Lord Jesus Christ would do if he would be in your situation. With another words, here they want to say, be a little bit of his image. But how can I get that image? This is a bit strange, isn't it? And Paul said, I think I preached 2 times ago, Paul said, I want to be like him. To become one with his death. I want to be like Lord Jesus Christ. Would you like to be like Lord Jesus Christ? Would you like to love like him? Would you like to think like him? Would you like to speak like him? Maybe I'm speaking much louder than Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes he raises his voice. It is just because I love you. That's why I raise my voice. I can't be silent for the sake of Jerusalem. I can't be silent, David said. He loved so much Jerusalem, he couldn't stay silent. Why should we stay silent? We need to preach the gospel. You need to hear that you can become a little Lord Jesus Christ in your family. Start from Jerusalem in your family. Start to behave like him. I found a way to become like him. And it says here, but we all, not all, some of us, yeah, looking on the glory. Oh, I think that's the key. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? Are you looking to, I was nearly to say to the government. No, don't take that person. Are you looking to the news? Are you looking in the Bible? Are you looking to your brother and sister in Christ? Are you looking in the scripture? Because that's the secret, my dear friend. That's the secret. To be transformed, you need to look. the bigger preacher of people, Spurgeon, thank you, Spurgeon, he said that he became a Christian hearing a countryside preacher and said, look at me and be saved. It's simple like that. You don't need to do anything. Look at me and be ye saved. That's the key. Look at Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friend, if you look at him hanging on the cross, bleeding for your sins, do you think if you have that image, him crucified, are you willing to sin anymore? Or will you say, oh Lord Jesus, forgive me. I wanted to turn the page on the website. But now because you are crucified, I'm ashamed to turn that page. I was going to raise my voice against my wife. But because you are here crucified, low and meek, how can I raise my voice to my wife? Or to my husband, or to my child, or to my parents. You see, if we look at him in your stress, in your problem, in your situation, when your boss from the job it will raise your voice and slam the door against you, just think of Lord Jesus Christ being crucified, having the crown of thorns on his head because of you. And then you won't have any desire to sin anymore. Seeing him crucified, seeing him crying and praying for you in the Gethsemane garden, you won't have any sin desire in your flesh. All the desire. And this will transform you in the person that Lord Jesus Christ wants you to be. It is very, very, because I was wondering, Lord Jesus Christ, how can I become like that? Because he says, you will be transformed, are transformed, it is a process, it is a continued process. Are transformed, it is a continued, yeah, present. We are in our transformation, and today, you, I'm 100%, you was much better, you was much good, you was much godly than yesterday. And tomorrow, if you are staring at him, looking at him, every single fraction of, in the morning, where are you looking? Are you looking on social media first? I used to do that. I am guilty of that. Facebook, Twitter, or whatever it is on top now. But many times when I took my phone and I tried to put the face recognition, I said, oh Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I want to see your face, not my face on the phone. And I put my phone down and I bowed down and I humbled myself and I asked him to forgive me and I look at him. And then I had no desire to look on media anymore. You see? That's the transformation. That's the transformation. You know how long, Brother Daniel, I will be transformed? Until you'll become a little Jesus. Until you will walk on his shoes. Until you speak like him. Until you think like him. Until you look to the things that he would look and turn your face away from the things that he will turn away his face. Until that time. And I wrote here, I think it is in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, I think it is the right one. I put it with a sign. It says here, beloved, you see how the Bible calls you? Beloved. Now we are children of God. Nobody will contest that you are born again Christian. Now you are. It is not that you will become. If you didn't give your life to Lord Jesus Christ, I want to ask you now, give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. But if you've done, praise the Lord, because now you are the child of God. Now are we children of God. And what it shall be has not yet manifested. Do you think how loaded it is, this scripture? What it will be, it wasn't manifested. It will become, it will come later on. And then he says, we know that if it is manifested, we shall be like him. This means when the rapture occur, when the rapture will take place, in another place he says, we will be like him because we will see him as he is. You will become instantly, but you need to get the transformation. You need to start the transformation from here to become like him. Just remember the malfacture on the cross. One of them. He was a killer, thief, malfacture, robber, and everything that you can put on his shoulders. That's why he was crucified. And suddenly, when he looked at Lord Jesus Christ, he said, Lord, please, forgive me. Today, you will be with me in paradise. What made that malfacture to transform his voice and to recognize that he is a sinful person and he need a Lord, he need a Savior? What made him? He just looked at Lord Jesus Christ. Look at me and be saved. Where are you looking in the morning? What are you watching in the afternoon? What are you reading in the evening? May the Lord help us. And look, I have so much from here to read. I have another sign here. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you have that hope? Are you 100%? If you are going to die tonight, you'll be in the glory with Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody called us the other night and said, I was nearly to pass away and I was a little bit afraid. And we might call that person Christian. We might call that person Christian. And just called us last night, last evening, and told us, I was nearly, I didn't feel well, I felt my heart beating so hard and so and so and so. And my wife heard that. And I said, how is that come? If I'm going to die, and I'm not sure that I'm going to heaven, in the glory, Christ in you. That's in Ephesians chapter 2, by the way. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Lord Jesus Christ being in you. I think I quote the correct one. Yes? And I'm going back to Corinthians. My dear brother, my dear friend, I want you to be together with me when Lord Jesus Christ will come to take us in heaven. The things that are happening in the world, some people, they told me, Daniel, aren't you a bit harsh? Aren't you crazy? I said, yes, I am crazy. I am so glad it has happened. I'm not happy it has happened. I don't want to happen, but I am glad they are happening. And I'm going to tell you why. You know why? Because this proof that the scripture, it is true, and Lord Jesus Christ is coming again to take you and me if we put our hope in him. If these things wouldn't happen, maybe Lord Jesus Christ will come later on. But it has to happen, some of these things. Did you hear about the Great Tribulation? Did you hear about the Great Tribulation? Do you know that in the Great Tribulation, we won't be able to gather like we are gathering now? That will happen. What are you going to do? Are you going to give up to that glory? May God help us. I don't mind. I don't care what people will say about me. I care what the Lord Jesus Christ will say. And I'm going to tell you, a musician, a violinist he called, yes. He learned to play violin very, very well. And he had to have to go on the stage and play the violin. And many, many people, the hall, it was plenty, full with people, maybe 1,000 people over there. And he was performing his playing, and he played so well, so nice, that everyone stood up. But you know, he wasn't happy at all. He was staring in the first row to one particular person, until that person stood up and looked at him and smiled and said, "Well done." He wasn't happy. You know why? That was his master. That was his master. He didn't care about everyone who applauded him. He said, "Is he happy? Is he smiling to me?" My dear friend, in that day, when you'll see everyone taking up to the rapture, to heaven in the rapture, you won't care about your neighbor, your brothers and sisters. You look at him, Lord Jesus Christ, and when he will say, "Come, faithful servant," your chest will be filled with joy. You will be full in tears of joy. You will cry of happiness. Do you want to hear your name? Do you want? He knows you by name. In another scripture, he says, "I call you by name." He called you by name. It doesn't matter what name you have. He is calling you by name. Are you ready to hear his voice? Or are you watching somewhere else? Are you busy with another things? May God help us to look at him and be transformed. It says here, "But we all, looking on the glory of the Lord with unveiled face." You know, just the last thing, please bear with me. When Moses went up on the mountain and saw the glory of God, because God said, "You can't see me," he saw the glory of God. What happened to his face? Was shining, glowing. That's one of the things that you will understand the glory of God. And every single time when he went in the tent to see the glory of God came on that tent. And when he came out, he had to cover his face. That's why it says here about the veil. He had to put a veil on his face that the people wouldn't stare at him, but to the glory of God. You understand now? It is another scripture. Let me read that one. It is in Acts. I think it is in Acts chapter 4, if I am right. I think it's the last one that I am reading. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. 4:13. "But seeing the boldness of Peter and John, and perceiving that they were unliterate," this means they weren't too well educated, yes, unliterate, "and uninstructed men, they wondered why, and they recognized that they were with Jesus." Are your colleagues, are your friends recognizing that you were with Lord Jesus Christ in the morning? Are your family recognizing that you were with Lord Jesus Christ? Why they recognize? Because they were with him and they were transformed. From, just bear in mind and go and Google, what does it mean, glory? And then you'll see. Put on Google image your mind will blow up. Glory. And from glory into glory, that unspeakable things. I can't explain it even in my Romanian language. May God help us to understand the goodness of God. He gave His Son to die and bleed on that cross. He paid in my place. He paid in your place. He took that place that I should stay on that cross. And I, you know what? Even if I would go on that cross, I wouldn't be able to pay for all my sins. You wouldn't be able to pay for all your sins, just for some of them. And you wouldn't be able to go to become a child of God. But because He died on that cross and purchased you and bought you with His blood, your blood purchased, He paid for you. May God help us to understand. And from now on, if we want to be transformed from glory to glory, try to exercise this. Every morning, read at least 2 chapters from the Scripture. Read at least 2 chapters from the Scripture. And then bow down on your knees and ask God, God, help me to understand what I read. And help me to apply in my life what I read. And you will see that every single day you will be transformed, little by little. You know about caterpillar. You know about butterflies, how they become, yes? That transformation from caterpillar to butterfly, it will become in your life. I don't know, I forgot the process, how you call. But that will happen from the ugly caterpillar in a wonderful butterfly. You will be a butterfly of God. May God be glorified. Amen.
Amen.